Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. On today's show, we're talking about why we're seeing long-term interest rates falling, even though short-term rates have held steady since midsummer. We can clearly see what's happened in the market. Long-term rates went up from June to October, peaking at nearly 5% for the 10-year Treasury. The rates have dropped by nearly a full percentage point since the end of October. The yield curve had flattened after being inverted for much of the past 18 months, and now the yield curve is deeply inverted again. As a publication of today's episode, the yield for the 10-year Treasury was 4.12. The rates for permanent financing are indexed to the 10-year Treasury in the U.S. and the commercial bond rate in Canada. Canadian CMB bond rates are even lower at 3.66% for the 5-year and 3.72% for the 10-year. It's tempting to simply rejoice at the lower borrowing costs and ride off into the sunset with new commercial loans at respectable rates. But life's not that simple. The real question is, why are rates falling so rapidly after rising sharply in the weeks leading up to the middle of October? What is the market telling us? What is the bond market telling us about the economy? What is the bond market telling us about inflation? And what is the bond market telling us about the future trajectory of interest rates? What is the bond market telling us about the future price of medium-term treasuries, and is there anything we can learn from that? Well, this past week, the Bank of Canada left its benchmark interest rate unchanged on Wednesday and continued to warn future hikes are not off the table, even as market watchers shift their eyes towards rate cuts in 2024. The central bank kept its policy rate at 5% in its third consecutive decision and its final rate announcement for this fiscal year. In a statement announcing the widely expected hold, the bank pointed to a weakening economy and easing in price pressures like consumer spending as signs that tighter monetary policy is working to bring down inflation. Overall, inflation cooled sharply to 3.1% in October, down from a peak of 8.1% in June of 2022. Canada's economy, meanwhile, did contract in the third quarter, and it had a steeper drop than most forecasts expected. The FOMC is scheduled to meet next week, and we're expecting the Fed to hold rates steady again at this meeting also. There's no doubt we're experiencing what can only be described as a recession celebration. We are definitely seeing signs of recession, but have not experienced the full impact of recession in terms of job loss. It's likely that the efforts to cool the economy will indeed overshoot the target. The economic engines of Europe, specifically France, Germany, and Italy, are already in recession. We're seeing inflation cooling in France to an annual rate of 3.4%, but when you look at the month-to-month data, you see that prices fell 0.2% for the month of November. While not huge, November experienced outright deflation. More concerning is the leading indicator of producer prices. The producer price index in France is running at minus 1.25% on an annual basis, clearly in deflationary territory. Italy had a CPI rate of minus 0.4% in the month of November and minus 0.2% in October, also clearly in deflationary territory. Germany's consumer prices also fell 0.4% month-on-month in November. China is reporting deflation as well. Prices fell 0.1% month-on-month in the month of November, and their prices are currently tracking minus 0.2% on an annualized basis. So the question is, could we see deflation in North America? I believe the answer is yes. There's a lot of excess manufacturing capacity on a global basis. The slowing of China's economy has exposed a lot of excess capacity in China. When you couple this with the addition of new capacity in Mexico, the U.S. and Canada, the so-called nearshoring, the amount of excess capacity is going to reach extreme levels. China is going to compete for the business, which means falling prices globally for many products. The producer price index in China, currently at 97, has been below 100. That's in negative territory for every single month of this year. So if you're wondering if we could see deflation in North America, my answer to that is yes. So back to the original question, why are long bond rates falling? Well, clearly the expectation is that central banks will start to ease short-term rates. And meanwhile, the impact of 18 months of tight monetary policy is going to continue to have an effect. The economy will continue to slow and we'll see loosening monetary policy in 2024 as governments the world over look to jumpstart the faltering economy. Remember, 2024 is an election year in the U.S., and you can bet that the economy will be a top election issue. If short-term rates are going to fall, then bond prices will rise on long bonds. That means there's potential for appreciation in bond value in addition to the yield on the bond at the time of purchase. And we're seeing a flood of investors buying long bonds, hoping to capitalize on the perceived forecast fall in interest rates. This is the number one effect that's pushing bond prices up and yields down. So we can expect lower interest rates for real estate, at least for the foreseeable future, as you think about that. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.